People don't fail at real estate because they suck. They fail because there's too many ways to succeed. That's why I suggest you focus on the most important skill in all of real estate, which is finding deals. I'm Colbert Johnson, and in this podcast, I share the exact steps I've used to source 400 deals by age 24. This will allow you to do three things: control your deal flow, make unlimited income, and build your empire as an off-market operator. What is going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Off Market Operator Podcast. I am your host, Colbert Johnson. Today, we have a very special guest, Mr. Justice Rogers, down here in San Diego where I live. We are neighbors. We're actually golfing together this afternoon, funny enough. And Justice has a cool story. He's 25, like myself, and I'm super excited to get into the show today. Welcome on, Justice, man. I'm glad you joined us.
Appreciate it for having me, man. Let's get into it.
Absolutely. So Justice is a broker, and now I believe exploring kind of the realm of off-market real estate as well down here in San Diego. So why don't you give us your quick journey into real estate, what your business looks like now, and just a rundown of the last 3, 4, 5 years of what your journey's looked like to date.
Sure thing, Colt. So pretty much my journey into real estate, I sort of grew up in the business with my father being an agent. And I just remember as a kid, you know, taking part in the open houses and the door hangers and all that good stuff. So that's where I was first introduced. But pretty much after college, graduated in a little early from UCLA. And directly out of college, I had a financial technology job, and I was doing real estate part time on the side. And I realized pretty soon on, about 11 months in, that I should probably go full time into it because it's more fun, has a higher earning potential, and you know, more fits, you know, with my skills and abilities and whatnot. So jumped in straight away, and you know, was very good at prospecting, I would say, which a lot of agents aren't, you know, willing to do. And I was able to get an off-market deal. I think it was my second or third one was an off-market deal. And it was kind of like an eye-opener in the sense that, like, well, like, this is actually a thing. And, you know, not all transactions have to happen, you know, in the traditional sense. So that was really, you know, sparked my interest. And then I've been doing pretty much full-time brokerage for the last couple of years. I'll be a broker next month, April 16th. And been looking forward to, you know, obviously working with yourself because we're really dialing in that off-market pipeline and, you know, going pretty much just expanding the opportunities, the at-bats at those sorts of deals, which is, you know, super beneficial. So it's been good so far working with you, and, you know, I just look forward to the future.
Likewise, man. Yeah, that's awesome. I appreciate the background there. So take me into what your business looked like pre-off-market operator, pre-Easy Button Leads. For you guys that don't know what those are, off-market operators kind of our education side, Easy Button Leads, the lead generation company. What has your experience been, and what's shifted in your business before and after, if anything?
So beforehand, it's still a grind, no doubt about it. But beforehand, it was really just like pounding the pavement, you know, just really everything on my own in terms of, you know, as an agent or anybody in the real estate space, you're your own marketer, your own salesperson, your own admin, you're pretty much doing everything A to Z, and it's very time consuming. So you know, you spend, you know, a few hours just in hopes of getting one lead where, you know, the rest of the time it's dead time on the phone or like leaving voicemails or leaving messages and email and whatnot. And more or less effective, but inefficient is how I would describe it, if put simply. But now, you know, certainly these last couple of months, I've noticed it's been effective and efficient. You know, I'll get leads hit straight to my CRM, and instead of, you know, spending a few hours prospecting to find one lead, I can spend a few hours following up with medium, warm, sometimes very hot leads straight up. So my time in terms of dollars per hour, I feel like is more efficiently allocated things I should be doing. And what I've noticed that's changed in my business, at least, is more listing appointments, more opportunities on off-market deal flow, because sometimes, you know, it'll go a listing route. Sometimes it's the wholesale route. It really depends on the client and what's best for them in that situation. But I've noticed that the more off-market opportunities you have knowledge of, just the more opportunity there is to capitalize and pretty much, you know, see an opportunity because, you know, there's collaborations with other agents. You could do it yourself. There's so many different ways to skin the cat.
What is your process right now? Like, what is a lead comes in? How are you working these? Where are you trying to push them to? And what is your goal right now for like your pipeline? You said you're going to be a broker soon, but like what does that look like? What's your what's your day to day of running your business look like right now?
Yeah, I mean, day to day, and it's still not completely optimized by any means. It's always a work in progress, and I'm dialing in on that, but it's certainly gotten better. Nowadays, you know, I guess my highest priorities are my current escrow. As of right now, I only have one escrow going on right now, so that's the highest priority. Any task and related items to that, that's kind of like the top of my mind for the day.
We gotta We gotta get you a part-time transaction.
Yeah. I know. Yes, indeed. I have a transaction coordinator. In terms of like roles and responsibilities, though, I'm sure there's TCs that do even more for a higher fee. So that's something that we can definitely implement, no doubt about it. But yes, when I'm not doing that, I would say like I have leads in my Podio CRM pretty much ranked from like hot to warm, both on the seller side and the buyer side. Yes. So hot, warm, cold from the buyer and seller side, and I pretty much work in priority from there. So the hottest buyer and seller opportunities, I'm looking to either connect the dots to getting a listing appointment for the seller, or on the buyer side, like finding them an off-market deal or like putting something together. And more or less, it's still like more or less a one-man show. I have a full-time teammate that we're already collabing on and you know, pretty much buying some of the time back from that regard. But I imagine going forward, especially as the lead game builds up more and more, having more agents underneath me, and then also just more admin related stuff delegated out, as you talk about in your course, is definitely going to be something useful.
How do you determine what's a high priority seller or buyer versus you can kind of let them sit for a little bit?
Yeah. So in my eyes, at least, it's a specified timeline is one. So like, if, for example, if it's in the next quarter, that's a good sign. And then layer that with a specific motivation. So say, for example, empty nesters, or we need to move due to a job, or unfortunately I'm dealing with right now, I have cancer, and not me, but this person I'm dealing with is dealing with it. And, you know, he has to sell and then move north to his, to be with his sister. So there's a lot of situations all from, you know, it's life, right? The real estate is more than just, words. It's
become
a lot. You have to
become a psychologist.
You have to be a friend, an educator, an advisor, all of the above. So you're wearing all these hats. But yeah, pretty much timeline and then motivation is what really defines like what's a hot lead versus warm. And then that also kind of affects how often I would follow up or how much energy I pay attention to that given lead.
That's awesome, man. I think one of the cool things is obviously you're 25 too, right? I'm 25. And I feel like a lot of people that are younger trying to get into real estate, they have a mental block of, man, I'm just not old enough yet. People don't want to work with me, right? They're not going to trust me. How have you ran into those situations of your age limiting you? For me, it's always been a thing that's more helped me than harmed me, because I've always found that like people want to help you if you're in motion and action. So what have you experienced on that side of thing with obviously being 25?
Definitely, man. I completely agree with you. You know, there's that narrow decade of probably like 18 to 28 where it's cool to be young and ambitious, and you get a little bit of grace for being young and not being an absolute professional, because people understand that, you know, you're new to it. But what you do have and what you do sell, for example, on a listing appointment, is you kind of twist it to a positive, right? Like, I have all the time in the world to work hard for my clients. I have more energy than pretty much anyone, because I don't have a full-on family yet to take care of with all these, you know, major responsibilities. It's just, I'm focused on you. So also my business model, at least for now, is only like a few listings at a time, do a fantastic job for those people before moving on. It's not like some massive situation here where I have all these listings and I'm not putting enough marketing dollars or energy into each one, because everybody is the same 24 hours in the day. So it's pretty much, I just changed it to a positive. One thing I did notice is that a lot of it was mental indeed. Like, I remember my first 6 months, I went on a lot of listing appointments, or any sort of appointment really. And the question, how old are you? It came up, and I realized that it was more because of me versus my actual age. Like, I remember after I got some reps under my belt and got more comfortable, competent, and confident, which the two are correlated, I never got that question again, bro. I was like, you know, even like young 20s, 21, 22, once I actually learned my stuff and got comfortable in the space, I'd notice like on any appointments, I never get the question, how old are you? Because that's the last thing on their mind. They're worried about selling their home or buying a home. They don't care about how old I am, because their needs are met.
Yeah, I found the same thing to be true, man, is If you don't make it a thing, they're not going to make it a thing. And I think that's in how you carry yourself, how you communicate with the board. So that was a good ad there. What do you, obviously you've used a lot of our products now. What do you feel like, someone came up to you and said, Justice, am I ready to go through the off-market operator program or not? Am I ready to go start using Easy Button leads or not? What would be the things you respond with, right? What's the difference between someone that should and someone that shouldn't at this point in their journey? And yeah. I'd be curious in your response.
No doubt. I think because I am, you know, associated with a lot of agents in my brokerage and also all across San Diego County. And I've seen different people have different mentalities when it comes to this sort of business. So I feel like someone who is not equipped for off-market operator or Easy Button leads is someone who's looking for some system that's no work, completely hands-off, some magical situation where they pay money and then magically their revenue jumps by 200K in a year. It's not going to happen. If on the flip side, if they have any sort of experience at all closing deals and following up and working hard, and they want to augment that and really dial in and ramp up, I mean, that's the perfect scenario. And that's exactly what I was in. I've done plenty of deals. I know how to prospect myself, so I understand that it works. And then really when you just buy back your time and focus on higher leverage activities, and you combine that with consult with people that are better than you, and then community with people that also, you know, are very knowledgeable. I mean, just yesterday, remember the call that we had on the community call? It was amazing. You know, there's people, I had a question and they're like, oh yeah, like here's the full on spreadsheet with everything you need to know. Here's a template, and then send it over. And it was like a very impressive you know, spreadsheet. So kind of a side note, but pretty much if you're looking for, you know, an easy solution that is no work and, you know, there's no investment of energy needed, then it's definitely not for you.
Yeah, I don't think that exists. I think everyone's looking for this, like I say all the time to people is, you know, if I had the magic lead, the magic, I'm only going to send you motivated people button, I'd press it. I'd press it for myself. I just don't think people realize, yeah. I think there's three places people go wrong. It's volume, underwriting, and understanding a sales cycle. But I think generally speaking, the number one thing stopping people isn't that they're not talented enough, they're too lazy, they're not smart enough. I think it's generally just a lack of understanding of there's no secret. But they're always chasing the secret. They're chasing the next YouTube video, the next Instagram post from one of these gurus, the next course, the next mastermind, when 95% of it is sitting down and talking to sellers, either in person or on the phone, and buyers, right? On the brokerage side, there's more buyers. It's just
definitely,
it's a fascinating thing with what actually works and makes you money is counterintuitive, because there's so much fancy stuff out there. So I think that's a great point. Like, I definitely see people that are most successful across the board, not just our products, but any products, is someone that understands, one, how much volume of follow-up it takes to do a deal. Two, they don't spend their whole day underwriting one deal and they learn how to actually underwrite. And then three, they understand that's a 90 to 180 day sales cycle. Like, I got a question for you. What is your sales process, right? When a new lead comes in, how aggressively are you following up with them? Mm-hmm. How many times a week are you following up with them? And how long would you say it normally typically takes to convert from when a lead comes in to your business to when you're monetizing that in any way, shape, or form?
There's such a huge range, right? I think there's been situations where first call with someone who I've never met a day in my life was, okay, fantastic. We like what we're hearing. Come on over. I'm there 2 days from then. And then contract sign right then and there. Listing, you know, 30 days, another 30 days for the escrow. So pretty much 60 days is like the best case scenario. I've had situations like one I'm in right now. I'm meeting with a lady next week. I first touched her through the phone, obviously, 6 months ago, like almost definitely over 2 years ago, was one of my first leads that I got. And she's like, yep, I'm definitely selling in maybe a year to 2 years. And sure enough, that one was like more of like maybe once a month. I think it started quarterly and then went to once a month. And then you gauge people's temperature after every update. So obviously every call you'd add value, say, hey, like, here's what's happening in your market. Did you know that here's where we're trending? Did you know like this is a potential? So pretty much you add value on each follow-up and then get a temperature check. And then as the temperature gets hotter, that's like when you go for the appointment. But it's been anywhere from like 60 days all the way to like right now, like 2 years for some folks.
Yeah, dude, that's the 2 years ones are the craziest ones. People call you up out of the blue or finally they go, it's time to sell, and it ends up being a big check. So what is the next, what's the next year, two or three look like for your business? Where do you want to take this thing?
I say, I thought about it a lot, and there's a couple different paths it can go. I would say as of right now, I'm just dialed in on being the best broker I can be. And that is going to take at least, I was going to take a lot more time. And then alongside that, growing out a team, educating people, and, you know, obviously, yeah, right now it's only one person on my team. I could see having, you know, 2 to 3, and then just being busy. You know, I like the nature of the business. I don't want to completely outsource myself out of it where I'm doing absolutely nothing. I could see a situation where I'm doing less because I have systems built out, but I personally like the business and want to be, you know, having some say so in things. So that's where I see in the next, you know, 2 to 3 years, who knows, you know, it's just so hard to predict 2 to 3 years out. You know, you kind of just play day by day. And as long as, you know, you're happy, then keep it going.
I love it, dude. I love it. A lot of value there in the simplicity of all that too. Okay. Before we wrap up, one, where can people get in contact with you if they want to reach out about San Diego real estate or anything else? And two, anything else you want to leave with the audience, everyone out there in listener land, wrapping up today's show about your experience? What's next for you? Anything else that you want to share? So those two things, and we'll get out of here.
Sure thing. So you can just text me 760-468-2733. My Instagram is Justice, JUSTICE.Rodgers, RODGERS. And then one last thing I'll leave with people is probably about, you know, reinvesting back into yourself at some point and how beneficial that is. So a lot of people, you know, and I was this way for a while, you know, what's the point of spending? I'm just calling it like an even number, like let's say 25K on coaching or anything. Like that's a lot of money, and it is, but I say this humbly, it also isn't in the real estate space. And you know this, Cole. I mean, you do a deal, I mean, it can be six figures, some of these deals. I've done one for an off-market deal. And think about it this way. If there's something that yourself or your team can teach me that can make me do one deal per year that I wouldn't have otherwise done, then it's 100% worth it. And that's the way I thought about it. And just 2 days ago, your brother Blake said a golden gem that I literally told him on the call. I was like, dude, that one piece of advice was worthwhile, because it like just opened my mind to like another possibility to monetize deals that are probably like closer like to 95% ARV as opposed to like the typical 70-75. So anyways, yeah, just invest in yourself, like, and then work hard. And then when you do both of those, you pretty much unlock different opportunities and you scale up that way. You can't do it just all on your own. You gotta just seek outside help.
Love it, man. That was super valuable. Cool. Well, you heard him. You heard the man. You know how to get in touch with him. If you guys want to jump into LeadFlow, Easy Button Leads is your place, or Off Market Operator to get the same training Justice has. As always, you are only one deal away. Thank you, Justice, for hanging out for the past 20 or so. I'm sure everyone got a lot of value out of this show. So appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Cole. Appreciate it.